Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WEEI Afternoons on a Monday afternoon, getting your week started off right. We've already put a nail in the coffin of Joe Milton talk, so we're promising not to talk Joe Milton anymore for a while, anyway.
Forever.
That's the good news. The bad news is we didn't promise to not talk about Bill Belichick, Jordan, the CBS interview, and that story that won't go away. Because, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look at it as a listener and as a talk radio host, there continues to be little Reese's Pieces of like, oh, there's a little nugget here.
Breadcrumbs.
Yeah, little breadcrumbs being put out there. So Pro Football Talk had a report that per multiple sources, Bill Belichick has been talking to at least one experienced PR specialist in hopes of boosting his book tour and or the overall interests in the North Carolina program.
Apparently, wait, an experienced PR specialist, but he's dating one.
Yeah, well, no. He's dating a young lady, maybe.
Oh.
A woman, a young girl. I'm going to stop talking now before I say something someone's offended by.
A PR wizard.
She probably thinks that. I think she and he may have higher expectations for her, although Julian Edelman also agrees. He thinks she did a snap job of butting in when necessary and that the rest of the world are the ones that are wrong. But Bill Belichick apparently has had, this I find interesting. It's actually a Bears VP of communications, Brandon Faber, that he has apparently had a relationship
Faber.
With. Yeah. And he may be helping him. Others may be helping him. And I wonder here, does he, like, is this about the book? Because the book is seemingly, he was the thorn in the side of Simon & Schuster who wanted to promote the book, and he was a pain in their ass.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really think it's about the book for Bill. I think it's just PR. I think Bill's not real happy with the way
image,
this has played
out. He needs
out.
Image rehab right now?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I mean, when his buddy, Charles Barkley, is talking about, you know, slippery slope, and I might need to basically do a Chuck GPT intervention with Bill, I think maybe Bill was like, oh, yeah, it's really kind of, this has kind of gone off the rails here a little bit. Yeah, yes, Diz. Okay, speaking of defenders, go ahead.
I mean, Barkley, how about SNL?
Okay,
let's SNL over yep. the weekend taking aim at Belichick.
They should. Go ahead. Roll.
This order will make it socially acceptable for a man in his 70s to date a 24-year-old.
That's right. We're calling it the Belichick Law. We're going to make girlfriends young again, okay? Old men can now date far younger women. We like that. It's hot. But in reverse, it's quite disgusting, right? Very Dateline, you know? Did you see Belichick's girlfriend? She's pretty hot, right?
Yes. She is a beautiful creature.
God, you're creepy. This is why we don't hang out outside of work.
That show hasn't been funny in years.
Also, like, he's not, this is where I defend Bill a little bit. He's not the first 70-year-old to date a 20-year-old. This happens all the time. Now, you could
just
argue,
one of the more prominent ones recently.
And not in that world. Like, if Hugh Hefner does it, or in acting or entertainment, he's the stoic, hardcore head coach of the dynasty in New England. I just think it's playing a little differently, but he's definitely not the first to go down this road.
It's just not usually a spectacle like this.
Exactly.
It's just kind of a fact of life, and you go, oh, I don't love that, and then you move on. Like, it hasn't been forced on us by a CBS Sunday morning interview quite like this.
But that's my point.
And there's all sorts of, like, and the funny thing is, Dan, if you're looking at the Belichick-Jordan relationship, Andy, as like a home, like, the police have been called to the house. There are trash fires regularly outside. There's loud music. Sometimes there are fireworks. Like, the house is the one in the neighborhood right now that everyone keeps saying, like, God, when is it going to end? Are these people going to move eventually? These guys kind of suck.
The whole story continues to roll. And Dan Ball, you're going to bring me up to date, because one of the latest nuggets we had also over the weekend was that everybody saw the Super Bowl commercial, the Dunkings and all the orange and all that. And we saw
like
Bill in it.
Kings.
And we also saw Jordan in it. And I don't know. I didn't think anything of it at the time. But now we find out that she forced her way into a Dunkin' commercial?
Yeah. So to take this from Awful Announcing, who was quoting from Page Six, months before the CBS
interview. Two reputable sources right there. So.
Hudson was involved in a Dunkin' Super Bowl commercial that celebrated some prominent Bostonians like Ben Affleck, Casey Affleck, and Jeremy Strong. It turns out Hudson used her relationship with Belichick to receive the honor of being included in this commercial as well.
No.
Details emerged about how Hudson ended up on the commercial with a, quote, sports source familiar with Bill Belichick, saying that she, quote, forced her way into the commercial. The source continued, but Bill saw it as a way for her to get paid. People said they've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, get paid. I know how much people make as SAG minimum national commercial network to people. Like, she got paid a lot of money for that.
But
that's bucks.
Not as much as she got paid to be Bill Belichick's girlfriend, amassing an $8 million real estate empire in like seconds. I mean, that's just the reality. The report from the New York Page Six was $8 million like that after she dated Belichick. So
it could just be a loan.
I don't think she could be alone and not have the real estate. Oh, ba-dum-ping, but she's with Bill, so she's got all these properties now. So she forced her way into, I hate to be a wet blanket on salacious fun stories, but what was it? A sports source with knowledge of Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? I'm a sports source with knowledge of Bill Belichick.
So did you tell Page Six?
I didn't, because I don't know anything about whether she forced herself into a Dunkin's commercial for Dunkin' Donuts.
I have no idea who the source on set could have been. The fact that she was at, do you remember when you were watching the Super Bowl and you didn't really love the halftime show and the Eagles were up like 100-0 in the first quarter? Ah, Cooper DeJean picking off Patrick Mahomes. Where were you when? Anyway, remember the ad comes on and there's some initial excitement like, ooh, the Dunkin's commercial last year was really cool. Let's see this one. Maybe it'll be a worthy sequel. Like, oh, this one's not as funny. And there's a guy in like a giant barrel of like what looks like beans. And wait a second. Is that Belichick's girlfriend? What the hell is Jordan doing in this commercial?
Well, she got Bill's. Bill, get me in the commercial. Okay, honey. Think he calls her honey?
No.
Hun?
I don't know. He doesn't really seem like the pet name kind of guy.
He doesn't seem like.
How about J Dog?
J Dog, that would make me uncomfortable. But that's not the only audio we have. So we have Saturday Night Live poking fun at him. And then Ted's guy, Ryan Clark, who we ran into at the airport in Green Bay, he didn't seem real comfortable talking about this topic on ESPN First Take.
Well,
you do not.
That's where RC. Steps
exit on the stage.
I know who you're referring to, Mr. Riddick.
Ooh. I just watched the interview.
Yeah, I got nothing to add.
All right. We lay you off. I thought that was a good one. You can come back in.
It was a great one. Nobody else needs to say it. I'll say it. You're a grown man. If somebody asks you a question and you don't want to answer it, don't answer it. You spent 20 years not answering questions you didn't want to answer. We don't need somebody else telling us you're not answering something. That's all.
So Ryan Clark, not real comfortable with the discussion. Molly, I don't know her last name.
Karam.
Molly Karam, also seemingly not overly comfortable. Mad Dog was quite comfortable. He went off on an epic rant about watching Belichick for 25 years with the Giants and not answer questions and being mean to the media and all that. But yeah, Ryan Clark, who we should note, in case you don't, hosts Inside the NFL on the WB, wherever it is now.
CW.
Yeah, so I knew it was some letters of a network that I haven't been to in 5 years. And Bill Belichick is on the panel of Inside the NFL. So there's a – he dressed up as Bill, I think, didn't he, for one of the Halloweens?
That was still on the list of things I wish my eyes and brain could unsee from 2024. One was Ryan Clark's white face, latex makeup Belichick outfit for Halloween.
It was scary. Yes. It was actually scary.
It was super
but,
creepy.
Not scarier for him than talking about Bill Belichick. Like, is he afraid Bill's going to get mad at him? What do you care if Bill gets mad at you? Was he going to be rude to you if you do Inside the NFL again? And I don't think Bill's doing that anyway. He's got a job for now, unless Ted is
he
right.
He can't do that. No, like he can still do the coach thing for Underdog, I guess. Maybe he can appear with Peyton. I don't know. Just focus on the one job. Just like go coach.
Oh, you mean he should do your job? I thought that was his whole shtick. No days off, do your job. You seem to be taking a lot of days off and doing all kinds of other stuff other than just your job as the head coach in North Carolina. But Fitzy, are we done with this? Like, is this going to, we've talked about, I firmly believe the best thing for Bill, the thing Bill needs to do is just go quiet, just disappear, yes. Go to Nantucket for a few Gosh. Months, come back to uh-huh. Chapel Bill, yeah. Practice, then play, be done with it. And yet it just seems like the media, there is a little bit of the media smells blood in the water and they're going to continue to pursue every angle with Jordan and with whatever she's been involved in. You know, looking at the companies, The Athletic could not find any companies that included Jordan as the COO and all that. Yes, Diz.
2025, I want a hot girl summer for Bill and Jordan. Lean into it all summer long. I want them pictures on the boat, pictures on the vineyard, pictures there on Newberry Street. I just want more and more.
If he wants a hot girl summer, he's going to have to move on from Jordan.
That is just so unnecessary.
Wow. An ad hominem attack. You should be ashamed.
I've seen a lot of references, and I agree with this. Like, she kind of looks like she's 30-something. And maybe Bill thought she was 30, and he was like,
oh, my God.
If he wanted to live the hot girl life, I don't think she fulfills all the criteria.
She's wise beyond her years.
We're not doing superficial looks judging right here.
That's not what the internet is all about. We're not above anything.
We're above it.
We are above nothing. I'm short. I am above nothing. I am low-hanging fruit guy. No, I'm just saying if you really want to do that, like, have you been on Twitter? Like all these accounts that are just like, you know, hot girls of the SEC or all these random accounts that pop up out there. That one girl.
Do tell.
I'm sure you could find it on your own.
Oh, they just pop up, you say, like the algorithm hasn't been trained.
Well, once you click on one or two, it starts to feed you more and more.
Keep digging.
That absolutely happens, but.
You're about 5 feet down. Any further, we're not going to be able to throw your rope.
Okay, so I have a famous mall test. And yes, we're being creepy men here. But if you were walking through the Burlington Mall and she was walking in the other direction, do you think you would do like a double or triple take or anything?
I would say, oh my God, there's Bill Belichick's girlfriend in the Burlington Mall.
I mean, if she wasn't Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
Yeah, I would.
I don't think you would.
She's a single
take at least.
I didn't say she was not attractive. I didn't say that. But if I'm going to throw it all away as Bill Belichick, I have a certain reputation. I'm going to throw it all away as a 70-something football coach with $200 million in the bank and a real estate empire that I'm going to share with a young woman. I don't know. I think he could do better. I think he could do better if he wanted to. But whatever. Maybe it's the philosophy. He does have a background in philosophy, in case anyone's interested. Do a little Googling and some research.
Yeah, that's been made abundantly clear.
He has a background. He is interested
in philosophy.
So they could have broken bread over that on the plane, and that may have ignited something, and she's now the muse and the idea mill. But where does this go? Does it just go away, Stiz? I guess I'll ask you. You're the guy that, how does this play out? And does it play out for better or for worse for your guy?
No, I think what has been done has been done. I don't think there'll be another CBS interview type situation. I do think, though, that we'll get them during the summer, you know, spotted here, spotted there. You know, I'm sure the media will, be, like you said, they'll be looking for it more. But, you know, he's going to go on. The season will start. He'll go undefeated at North Carolina, and that'll be that.
Undefeated.
Does he win 8 games?
Absolutely. Does he win a game?
Is the Pope Catholic?
What are we talking about? Time out.
Pope is dead right now.
Wait.
That's right. Fair point.
The bobber is bobbing here. I need to set the hook. So you guarantee he wins 8 games?
Put a large pizza on it, Andrew. You heard it here first.
I was thinking a 12-pack.
All right.
How about a large pizza and a 12-pack?
Pizza and beers. Over 8 wins, Bill Belichick at UNC.
Okay. Over eight
wins is a bust. Under eight. Andy wins. Over 8, Stiz wins. 8 is a bust.
Okay.
Let's go.
It is on. So I have Bill Belichick winning 7 games, which, you know, based on his recruiting class, based on the recent history at North Carolina, I think
you're not giving him any credit as Bill Belichick. Defensive genius.
Okay.
Brilliant, beautiful football mind.
Does he have Gronk? Does he have Brady? Does he have the stars? Because Bill Belichick, the defensive genius in New England, when he didn't have the talent, what did he do?
Well, he didn't win as many championships.
Lose.
Win as many championships. He was picking in the top 3 picks in the draft. Forget about championships. He was picking Drake May, the 3rd overall pick. 617-779-7937. If you want to react to the latest, greatest addendum to the Bill Belichick story, Jordan. I wonder if she can get me some of the orange clothes, though. I do like those. If she could pass those along, I'll stop ripping.
You do not need to be in a Jordan-branded Dunkin' tracksuit.
Oh, I would absolutely wear that.
I can feel. I sort of feel like, once SNL satirizes you, once you make your way into the into a sketch as subject matter, or especially a cold open, that's usually when that means your content or that topic has reached its peak, and now we're suffering. I think we all have a little Belichick Jordan fatigue.
So the hosts are not responsible for the text line, right? As long as they don't swear, I can give opinions from the text line.
I'll go with that.
Okay, we'll go with it. 978, Andy, you're right. She's a Massachusetts 10, which is a 5 in California.
All right. Can we chill out just a tad?
Really, this is just... So
you don't want me to read the rest of them?
Leagues. No, go
ahead. Are they on theme? Are they on this theme?
Oh, yeah, that would be the theme.
Okay.
She's super skinny and does look wicked old.
That's just blatantly not true.
That's not
true. That's probably like a 40-year-old guy in a basement.
Just, no.
Overweight.
Yeah. Whoa. Why is he going to be in his basement?
Maybe not the basement part.
And I'm a 40-year-old
guy. I guarantee he's
guy.
Not scoring a date with Jordan Hudson.
I don't think he said that. He's not Bill Belichick. He's not the greatest coach of all time, and he doesn't have $200 million in the bank and own half the island in Nantucket. Bill's got some things going for him if he wants to go out fishing. And we know he fishes because he dressed up like the Gorton man for her and hooked her on the beach. 617-779-7937. Bill Belichick is still in the news. Up next, though, we got to talk a little Patriots. Fitzy. Oh,
everybody, some actual football, not just the old coach and his aging bell of the ball. Great.
Everybody loves the Patriots draft. Everybody was tackling each other to give them A's, A pluses, best GPA, best draft ever, best this, best that. Well, I got a little information for you. If you like athleticism and athletic football players and athletic teams, you might not like where the Patriots draft class ranked. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, what's trending?
Nina Kimes, ESPN. Knocked it out of the park. She joins the pile of people that believe the Patriots had a tremendous draft, filled needs, got great value, got a lot of bodies, depth, everything. Mm-hmm. It was a home run.
A plus, best draft ever.
As the great Lee Corso would say, not so fast, my friend. So I finally found somewhere where the Patriots draft class didn't rank very highly.
And oh, yeah. NewYorkJetsFans.biz?
No. Pro Football Network. It's a thing.
Oh, what a reach.
They send me a lot of emails. I read some of them because I'm telling you, they spam the crap out of my inbox. But this one caught my eye because it ranked draft classes by relative athletic score.
Raz.
And as you know, there are some people that put a lot of stock in that. Shime. Mm-hmm. Chris Shime on the Greg Hill Show is a big fan of relative athletic score. And therefore, maybe there's some value, maybe there's not. I'll let you decide. The Patriots ranked 19th in terms of relative athletic score for their
out of all 32 drafts?
Out of 32 drafts. So you're in
Well, can we undraft them? Can we take them back? Is there like a 30-day return policy?
No 30-day return policy. You broke it, you buy it. You're bringing it home now, and you got to figure out how to keep it and use it. But 19th, and you might say, oh, well, maybe that's because they drafted linemen. But I would counter with they also drafted a running back early. They drafted a wide receiver early. They drafted a pass rusher. So just if you care about these things, I'm just letting you know that the Pro Football Network put all the relative athletic scores together and calculated that unlike their GPA, which is tops in the league, they came in 19th. I found this particularly mean, and I didn't even know they went this low. So the relative athletic score is, I think, between 0 and 10. And
yes.
I believe, famously, Anthony Richardson, I think, got a 10 a couple of years ago.
How's that working out for him?
Not great. Great athlete, not so much a quarterback. He struggles to throw the ball from point A to point B, which is a prerequisite.
Very important aspect of the quarterbacking game, yes.
Mr. Irrelevant, Memphis cornerback Kobe Miner. A Miner, the Patriots put out on social media for like 10 seconds before they quickly deleted it, was the only prospect in the group to receive a poor relative athletic score, 2.93. 2.93.
How do you get a 2? I would figure that's something one of us would get.
Well, thankfully, they answered that in the next question. He failed to test strongly in any particular category and struggled in the speed and agility drills. So that's interesting. Kobe Miner, Mr. Irrelevant. Not that your draft class is going to be based on whether Mr. Irrelevant is any good, the last player picked, but he certainly stood out for the negative. Positive, Fitzy. You had a positive you wanted to get to about Drake May and where he ranks in a certain category coming into a new season.
That is correct. So we're all just super excited to get into mock drafts for next year. Anything basically that has something to do with football that won't take place for weeks, if not months from now. And over the weekend, out of the blue, I just happened to have noticed that the fantasy football rankings are already out for the 2025 season. And wouldn't you know, they put together, this was published on the Tweet Machine yesterday, the rankings for quarterbacks heading into the 2025 season. These are the fantasy rankings, which kind of tells you basically, this is where we expect these players to finish as far as their overall value, like yards running, yards passing, touchdowns thrown, touchdowns run for, et cetera, et cetera. And would you believe that the fantasy wonks of the world believe your quarterback, Mr. One Win himself, Drakeio, Drake 10, Drake May is the 10th ranked quarterback in the NFL heading into the 2025 season from a fantastical perspective.
I'm sorry, what was the source on this?
That would be Pro Football Jazz, PFJ.
PFJ, is that what you said? I'm not familiar. There's PFF, PFN, PFT. We got a PFJ.
I don't remember. It was PB&J, actually. It was
Jazz Hands. Is that PB&J. Their logo? Yeah, that seems like a bit of a reach for me. Now,
you think so?
Well, the one thing that helps him there, and you recall this, actually, I think I recall this. I'll let you correct me if I'm wrong. There was a period of time he led the quarterback position in rushing. Or in the games he played. Maybe it was in the span in which he played, he had the most rushing yards. So that would obviously factor in to his quarterback rankings. You'd get some points for the rushing yards. You would get some points for potentially rushing touchdowns. But you'd also have an issue there with turnovers. Because if we recall, he had a little bit of a problem with turnovers at times.
This is via Dove Kleeman tweeted this out yesterday. Sorry, it just took me a moment to find it. This is via, of course, everyone's favorite follow, Top One Fantasy. They are the some people have referred to them as the PFN of fantasy rankings.
Top One Fantasy.
Yeah, it goes Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield. Can you believe Baker? He threw 40 touchdowns last year.
Yeah,
we sleep on what a giant season he had, statistically speaking.
And he's got talent around him. He should continue.
Yeah, absolutely. Josh Allen 4, Bo Nix 5, Joe Burrow 6. Yeah.
Wait, time out. Bo Nix is a better quarterback in fantasy football than Joe Burrow.
That's how they got him ranked.
Who was this again?
Top One Fantasy.
I'd hate to see what Bottom One Fantasy looks like. They have Bo Nix ahead
of
Joe Burrow?
This is great for discussion. Hold on, it gets better. Number 5, Bo Nix. Number 6, Joe Burrow. I guess people are really high on, after the season Bo Nix had, figuring he'll be rushing more, piling up them stats. Ready? Number 7, Jalen Hurts. Andy, who's 8?
Using this list, Milton.
That would be number 8, J.J. McCarthy.
He's never played.
Yeah, but he's got Addison and Jefferson.
Joe Burrow has Chase and Higgins. They put a guy who's never played in the NFL in the 8 spot, barely behind Joe Burrow? Who are these morons?
It gets better.
Yes, Dan Ball. We're not really doing this whole draft, right?
I'll just give you a couple more.
At least that whole draft was from Phil Perry, a guy I respect. Not this absolute clown show of, what was it, Top One?
It gets better. Wait.
Idiots.com.
No, so Drake May is number 10. Who is sandwiched between J.J. McCarthy at 8 and Drake May at 10?
Oh, my Joe Milton guess doesn't seem so snarky anymore. Joe Milton actually played and looked good in one game last year. Puts him a leg up on J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, you're going to love this one. Guess who's, all right, you get one guess. Two guesses.
So it's going to be like a backup quarterback, Sam Darnold.
No. Actually, he's not a backup. He's the starter in Seattle.
Oh, I know, but he's due to have a drop-off after he leaves the
He's due to be Sam Darnold again?
Kevin O'Connell hug.
Number 9, Justin Fields.
See, that I'm actually more okay with than freaking J.J. McCarthy. Justin Fields can throw. Justin Fields can run. Justin Fields, if he plays the whole year, is probably going to be a 1,000-yard rusher with 10 touchdowns. Like, that's what you get from Justin Fields. Not to get all serious with this asinine ranking of quarterbacks from Top One Fantasy. Don't ever bring those to this shit, because Ted would have killed you. If Ted were here, he would have killed you. It would have been the time, Hulk with Thor, puny god, or Thor's brother, Loki.
But I find this, share it, and like it was,
nailed
holy
it.
Smokes, was it retweeted and laughed at, mocked, et cetera, yesterday on the socials. But what it did do was kind of foster a good ongoing debate of, legitimately, where do we think Drake May, if everything works out optimally this season, with the new receivers they've signed, drafted, et cetera, second year, Josh McDaniels, hopefully a healthy full 17-game slate. Where do we honestly believe Drake May will finish, in a best-case scenario, where do we believe he finishes the season as far as QB rankings?
QB rankings, like power rankings or statistical? Because I think his statistics might be down a little bit, because I think they may really rein him in. Let's make sure we don't make any mistakes. No sacks, no turnovers. Mm-hmm. We got a defense. We're going to play that style of game. So I think his stats might be down a little bit, but I think he's going to be a top 16 quarterback, top 14 quarterback, somewhere in that range. I think people are going to still feel pretty good about Drake May, even if it's not a 5,000-yard season with 40 touchdowns or rush for 10 touchdowns. I don't think he'll have any positive, eye-opening numbers. I don't think you're going to be wowed by his completion percentage, by his touchdowns, by his yards, any particular item. You're just going to feel like he's still evolving into a pretty good quarterback or even a really good quarterback.
So we believe that Josh Allen will once again lead the AFC East in passing touchdowns, passing yards, possibly even rushing yards?
If he plays. I mean, as long as he plays 16 or 17 games, and he probably won't play the 17th other than a cameo to keep his streak alive, because I think they'll probably win the division and be well off on their way into the playoffs at that point. But yeah, Josh Allen is by far the best quarterback. The question is, who's number two? And that's, it's sort of like the Vinatieri, Edelman, Mankins thing. I think it's clearing away Josh Allen, and then the debate starts after that for who's next. Dan Ball.
I'm just going to give you quick stats, and then I'll put the name attached to it. I feel like this is a good comp for.
Oh, the old blind, the Jason Tatum. If you just took my name off it, I'd be a 5-time MVP.
This is the 16th ranked passer from last year in terms of passing yards. 17 games, 3,541 yards, or excuse me, 3,568 yards, 25 touchdowns, 9 picks. That is Jaden Daniels. So that is where your number 16 is from this past year, if that's what you're shooting for.
I think he'll be in that range somewhere. I think he will absolutely be in that range. And then you're going to add in, which you could also do with Jaden Daniels, there'll be some rushing numbers to add in there to fluff up your case for ranking higher or whatever it may be. And you know where he also may get some of the notoriety bump is like Jaden Daniels if he wins games. If he turns this four-win team into a... Fitzy, you think it's a 10-win team, playoff team?
That's my ceiling, baby.
The most bet over, second most bet over, whatever it is, 7.5 wins. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think they're going to win 8-9 games. If he does that, if he puts up those numbers and leads Mike Vrabel's Patriots to 8 or 9 wins, his curve will still be arching upward. The trajectory will still be on a elevation, and it'll be more than okay for everybody.
But you brought up from the draft, you brought up the lower relative athletic score that the Patriots 2025 draft class
got. Somebody said I was trolling.
19 out of 32. What is your primary has every team that's won the Super Bowl in the last 25 years or however long they've been using RAS, has every team that's ever took the title had the highest RAS or been a top four RAS?
Well, RAS has only been around for like 5 years, something like that.
I have so much stock put into that.
That's a more than fair question. That why is so much stock? Because it puts a number. It's Dan Ball's world. It's, you know, putting a nice, simple, easy, comparable number on overall athleticism and what athleticism. Now, the guy who called me a troller, what a troll job by Hart. They drafted a long snapper and a punter. Obviously, the score is going to be skewed. Okay,
they didn't draft
whatever.
A punter. They draft a place kicker, Mr. Texter.
And there's nothing to say you can't be an athletic punter or an athletic long snapper. That's allowed. I don't think they probably are. I haven't checked their RAS as well. 617-779-7937. Let's squeeze in a quick phone call. Sure. Jamal in the car has a thought on the Celtics. What's up, Jamal?
Wow, holy, jump back half an hour. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Tremendous.
What's up, Jamal?
Listen, when I put you on the air, you don't have to criticize me for putting you on the air.
Oh, well, that isn't the only time I wanted to criticize. You wanted to criticize you for something else, too.
Excellent. Welcome to the party, Jamal. Welcome to the party, pal.
Andy, I feel like kind of sick because I'm agreeing with you on something, and I really wish I didn't. But this whole thing about, I really want to say the Celtics were going to win in 5, but there's no way you could have watched the Knicks series against the Pistons and think that the Celtics aren't going to sweep them. And on that note, watching Golden State pull out yesterday, I think they're a veteran, they're a veteran team that knows how to win in the playoffs, and I'm kind of looking forward to a rematch with them in the finals.
Ooh,
all right, thanks
wow.
for the call, Jamal. Yeah.
A Golden State Celtics finals?
That would be fun. That would give the Celtics a chance to exorcise their demons of past finals and a chance for sort of the passing of the torch from Golden State, a team that did win consecutive titles, to the Celtics, Jason Tatum, a team that can win consecutive titles. I think that would be a fun matchup. Now, Jamal brings it up, so we'll touch on it for 1 second here. Would you be concerned with that matchup heading into it? Everybody said SGA and OKC could beat the Celtics. You wouldn't be concerned if it was Curry.
No, two Celtics killers of the postseasons past of the last decade.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buckets and Steph Curry.
Combining forces.
No, I don't. I actually, even though that is one dynamic duo, no, I wouldn't be too concerned. I have, like, the one team that does concern me is OKC. So if Golden State bumps them off by some stretch, I mean, they got to get there first, but.
Well, that's the thing. If they get there, also remember that they got there. They went through SGA. They went through whoever. They have proven that this wasn't a short window for them, that they're on a legit postseason run. And I also think you left somebody out. So you mentioned Steph Curry, and you mentioned Jimmy Butler and what they've done to the Celtics. Don't forget, coming off the heels of that Magic series, Draymond Green. And the way Draymond Green can be physical and can annoy you and can create angst and do some of the things that the Magic did.
I know, but for the chance back in the Garden alone once again, I mean, people haven't been able to dust off that gem in a couple of years.
But, I mean, the guy is an all-time great. He got fouled. I don't know if you watched this last night. He got fouled, head across the wrist. The ball flies up in the air. And then he just Tito Santana's the guy in front of him with a forearm. It's like he finds amazing ways to make contact, push buttons, to do things that crawl under the skin or get into the skin of opposing teams. So, Jamal, I'm glad you brought that up. If the Celtics played the Warriors, I'd be here for it, as Fitzy likes to say, on an entertainment value standard.
Oh, for sure.
I would be a little bit worried. I'd be a little worried that the veteran monster.
The demons, the goo, the ghosts of garden failure past.
One more in them. One more in them, even against your talented team.
The Western Conference had some really entertaining seven-game series, though. Like, you know, interesting start in the Eastern Conference now with the Pacers being extra frisky, bumping off the Cavs, but 2 7-game series out west as well, like Nuggets outlasting the Clips, and then Jimmy Buckets and Steph outlasting the Rockets. Like the Rockets, I thought the Rockets could very well have made like a nice little run there as well. Too bad. Two very good teams already off in Aruba, golfing, making plans for the summer.
Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it's like Dan Ball and Andy Hart created a segment. It's our Stanley Cup check segment where Dan Ball gets his fix of Stanley Cup action. We check in on former Bruins. How's Monty doing? How's Brandon Carlo doing? How's Brad Marchand doing? A little update on the former Bruins and what's going on in the Stanley Cup playoffs next here on WEEI Afternoon.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Keith Kachuk talking about former Bruin and his new buddy with the Panthers, Brad Marchand. Matthew Kachuk, sorry. Talking about Brad Marchand, who I think I don't know if we mentioned this on the air or off the air, this celebration they're doing in Florida where they won the series and they were shooting rats at Brad Marchand, like rubber rats that were thrown on the ice that I still am not totally sure he loved. His face did not, like, he wasn't laughing and necessarily enjoying it. But the Panthers advanced. They beat Tampa. They'll take on the Maple Leafs, who beat Ottawa. And then the Capitals beat the Canadiens. Hurricanes beat the Devils, Fitzy. And, of course, old friend Jim Montgomery, he advanced, right? He did not.
Did you see that? No.
Didn't go great. No. Didn't go great. He, no. You know, we were talking.
Old Monty, after that resurgent season that led everyone to say, hey, you let the wrong coach go.
Yeah.
Yeah, see what happens. It isn't just like you got rid of Cassidy. Now, Monty, well.
So my dream is dead. You're not going to get Monty versus Marchand in the Stanley Cup Finals. You could still get Cassidy versus Marchand in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Golden Knights beat the Wild. They'll take on the Oilers in the next round. Dan Ball, you're our hockey guy, our puckhead.
I am.
What's your biggest takeaway from these first round series and what's shaping up for the rest of the playoffs here?
A couple that come away. The West is a wagon right now. I still think the Stanley Cup champions coming out of the West. It would have been pretty poor to see the Jets fall apart as the President's Trophy winner and lose last night. But one of the better Game Sevens you'll see, third longest Game Seven in NHL history between those two last night. So of all of those four teams that you just named off, four great series to open up in the West, and I still think your champion is somewhere in that group.
Okay. See, so there's no shame. The Bruins couldn't have won the title because they're in the East.
No, but you're rooting for Florida for two reasons right now, Andy. First of all, just seeing pain.
Wait, I am? I'm with Fitzy. Wait, I am?
Yeah, you are.
No, seriously, hold on. I'm rooting for Florida, right? It was one thing to cheer on Team Kachuk in the Four Nations because we were all getting behind America. But
yeah,
rooting for them now in the postseason just because that's where Marshy ended up. That is a hard pill to swallow that plays hockey by a mall in Florida.
I think Toronto's downfall is always funny. They are some of the whiniest fans that you'll find in hockey.
True.
So that's more just a personal one. But the second and the more important... go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I was going to say that is really good. That is good sporting schadenfreude, if ever. Like watching the people in that what is the name of that square where they all get together and
Rogers,
watch in
isn't it?
Maple Leaf Square. Oh. Yeah, appropriately named for all
I
the sadness that
isn't
see.
Everything named Rogers up there? Don't
yeah.
Rogers Communications just like own everything now?
Oh, yeah. TV, they kind of it's a little 1984-ish. Like they control all of the communication across
That's
the
why we're going to make them the 51st date.
That's right. But the second and more important one, the second round pick that the Bruins got in the Marchand trade becomes a first if the Panthers win two rounds and Marchand plays in at least 50% of the games and root to that. So you're rooting for the Panthers so you can get better draft stock from that trade.
Well, but Panthers. But what year was that?
27 or 28.
So it's just a couple of years away. It's not right now, but
yeah.
Down the road.
But that's the only thing that actively helps you right now because you stink. Remember? We talked about that a lot.
No, I know you stink. You know how I know that?
How?
Draft lotteries tonight.
That's
and you
right.
have a... decent chance. You're in the middle of the pack. So the Bruins have, and did you know this, Fitzy? The Bruins have an 8.5% chance of getting the number one overall pick.
Fifth best, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, basically. They have a 24.5% chance of ending up with the fifth overall pick and a 44% chance. So their most likely scenario is to end up with the sixth overall pick. But the Bruins are going to have a high pick in the draft. That's what comes when you stink. And let's hope they can...
And then Don Sweeney's going to take somebody who is the other guy when history says, oh, remember when that famous hockey player was taken in the 25 draft? And then there was the other guy? We're looking forward to Sam Bowie, the hockey player, joining the Bruins this fall.
Well, I think they're going to win it, by the way.
You think they're going to have the number one pick?
I'm letting myself believe.
What do you base that on?
The New York Knicks frozen envelope theory, where the league...
Yeah, the old Patrick Ewing. Go ahead, Dan.
Where
the
league will want the Bruins to elevate back into relevancy because they're a major market team. You saw the same thing with Chicago getting Connor Bedard. And I don't think the league would hate if the ping pong balls just happen to land in a certain way and the Bruins are picking first overall.
So it's rigged. You think it's rigged, you goof.
I'm letting myself believe. I don't know anything.
There's
its own
shenanigans.
Drop, but yeah, I'm rooting for a little shenanigans. I don't think the league would hate that one bit.
See, I was actually hoping for what I think is a more realistic and potential outcome is they end up with whatever they're supposed to end up with, the fifth pick, the sixth pick, something in there, and they trade it for veteran talent, for more win now, because they've been quite clear. So your scenario is they get the number one pick, and who are they taking?
There's a couple names.
Like that when you have the number one pick and there's a couple names. That means it's not a great draft. I like when there's one name, Connor Bedard, right? Connor McDavid, LeBron James, Peyton Manning. I like when there's one name. When there's multiple names, it's like when you have two shortstops or two quarterbacks or two center fielders, you don't have one.
It's a little NFL drafty this year in terms of you could kind of go a couple different ways with those picks.
That's why I want them to have the fifth pick or the sixth pick that they then trade for veteran talent because they don't believe they're in a rebuild, right? They've said that many times. They're not labeling this a rebuild. They got $29 million in cap space. They got a top five pick. They could trade that. They can spend money. Boom, the Boston Bruins are back competing for a Stanley Cup next year.
Yeah, but eventually you're going to need some youth and goal scoring, and you got to build for a future. Like, does this team strike you as ready to chase the cup next year with one or two pivotal moves? No.
I don't totally discount it. Maybe that's where I'm being the optimistic homer, but when I look at a roster that says if Swayman is a top five goalie, which he's supposed to be.
What?
I don't know why you're making those noises. Have you seen his salary?
Top five?
Have you seen his salary? Have you seen his paycheck?
And he's grossly overpaid.
Well, nobody was saying that last year. People were yelling at me on the radio, calling me stupid, moron, idiot when I said stuff like that last year. Now everybody seems to say he's not that good. But let's just say he is as good as his paycheck next year.
All right, fine. Well, I'll go along with this crazy idea.
Let's say Charlie McAvoy is healthy and is as good as his paycheck next year.
Same can be said for Hampus Lindholm if you get him back on
Hampus
defense.
Lindholm.
Yeah.
Elias Lindholm. How about we say David Pastrnak continues to be really good player.
Pastrnak is certainly as good as advertised in his paycheck.
Okay. So let's just say all that happens, and then you go out and spend, again, make sure, Dan, I'm using the right number. I believe it's $29 million
right.
in cap space.
In that ballpark, yeah.
In hockey, $29 million is...
It's like a half a team.
Three massive contracts or four or five pretty darn good contracts?
Yeah, your league average is a $5 to $7 million player, that kind of thing.
Okay, so let's just say I go out and spend all that money. Don't I look like I could have a pretty well-paid, competent roster to put out? Oh, and I forgot to mention, let's just say I have a coach that isn't railroaded by the front office and has the support in the dressing room and on the next level. Let's just say you have better coaching. Is it hard to envision the Bruins being a competitive hockey team next year?
Competitive, no. Championship caliber?
Well, if you have a top five goalie, once you get in, anything can happen. Correct? Why am I the voice of optimism for the freaking Bruins here?
It's not out of the realm of possibility for them to be at very least a wild card team next year.
That's what I'm saying.
The East is still very thin. I don't think they're going to get all that stronger over one offseason.
I think there's more reason for optimism than others believe. Maybe that's just the mood I'm in on a Monday. I don't know why I'm optimistic. It's raining out. Oh, I do know why. Got my orange short sleeve hoodie on that gives
first
me energy.
Overall pick, fellas. Yeah,
that's it.
I don't want the first overall pick. I want five so you can trade it. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, big 5 o'clock hour. We have Megan Ottolini on the phone from the Garden previewing Knicks-Celtics game one tonight. She is going to be jazzed up and ready to go. And then at 5:30, something very special. Cinco de Mayo. So no, it's not margaritas. I brought that up in the email. They said, no, you're not allowed to drink margaritas on the radio. So instead of that, we're going to unveil a new segment here. It's the Fitzy Five. See, Cinco, five. See what we did there? The Fitzy Five at 5:30. Fitzy makes a list he's really excited about. The rest of us poke holes in it. That's all up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.